Jack.
Huh?
Bom dia.
Oh, good morning.
Cafezinho?
Oh, yes.
Here.
Oh, thanks.
De nada.
Oh, that bird is loud.
You okay?
Could you turn it down, please?
They have the skull.
How did you know?
Teresa has set herself up in the palace. She has candles all over everywhere. She's doing that skull thing.
Yeah, I know.
How do you know?
Well, something happened last night.
Hey, listen. We have a problem.
How unusual.
I was examining the glyphs at the base of the temple. Professor Elvis and Paolo Pompadora came by. I was kneeling down in the vines and they couldn't see me. They were talking about what to do with us.
And?
Probably vulture meat.
Oh, Terry, not during breakfast.
Huh? Elvis wants to bring in a crew and excavate, tear this valley apart and loot what's here.
Jack, what can we do?
Well, I guess it's adios, Magic Valley. Excellent coffee.
Oh, seriously. They're armed. We're not.
You know, it's so heavy and oppressive this morning. Are we in for a storm or what?
Jack, where are you going?
I'm going to the pool. I want to wash up and think. So heavy this morning. These nights of walking around in cities in the sky are so tiring. Well, what? The pool. It's gone. It's empty. It's... Huh? Bom dia, Paolo.
Bom dia, Jack.
What happened to my bath?
I pulled the plug.
You pulled the plug? But what are you doing down there? Looking for buried treasure?
Of course.
Yeah. You want some coffee?
Yes. Hot today.
Yeah, it's very heavy. Here, can you reach this?
No problem.
No problem. So what makes you think there's treasure down there?
It is.
She had a vision?
You might say that.
Where's Professor Elvis?
Rock and rolling. Professor Elvis. I like that. Do you want to help?
No.
Maybe share some treasure, huh?
Not today. Thanks. I need a shave.
How did they get here?
They followed us.
That was their plane. The seaplane.
Yep.
Well, what about the skull?
Jack said the skull was taken from this valley. He doesn't know when. It may have been centuries ago. But this is where it belongs. Paolo believes there are precious stones hidden here. That's what he's after.
He stole the skull. Send it to Jack. Hey, how did Paolo know Jack would return the skull?
Guess what, gang? Teresa is a priestess.
Priestess?
Mm-hmm. She used the skull to communicate to me that it wanted to be returned. I thought it was... beat it, fly. I thought it was the crystal skull talking to me.
Where?
In New York.
The skull was in Rio.
Terry, hey, Jack is trying to...
What do you mean, talking to you? The skull got you on the phone?
You're being an idiot.
No, let me get this straight.
The skull appeared to me. First in New York, then in Rio.
And said, take me home.
Exactly.
Oh.
So, here we are.
So here we are, in the middle of the Amazon. And they drained the pool.
What?
They're digging for buried treasure.
In the pool?
Yeah, my pool. And it's so hot.
What can we do?
Find another place to take a bath, I guess.
Come on, Jack.
Something doesn't feel right.
They're ripping this place apart. They'll probably kill us and leave our bones with that skull. And you say, something doesn't feel right.
Terry, você babaca.
Yeah. Listen. If I can return the skull to where it belongs, I think we just might be able to save this place.
Where does this skull belong?
I'm not sure.
Oh,
it's somewhere in the city that... that hovers above the valley.
They have the skull, they have the guns, and you're going to save us by walking around in the sky. Great, great, great.
Well,
it
was a thought. I'm glad you think this is funny, Claudia.
He's right.
What the hell was that?
An earthquake?
Oh, damn it. I think they just dynamited the pool.
Well, you certainly like candles. Hello, Skull. She treating you all right? You look bright and cheery this morning. But, Teresa, you could use some sleep. Or some help. I guess you know they've started tearing this valley apart. It'll destroy not only this city, but the one above. No comment? And you, Skull, what do you think? What are you saying, Skull? Take me home, Jack. Well, Teresa, the Skull says it wants to go home, where it belongs. Teresa, there is a treasure here, but it's not the precious jewels Paolo is trying to dynamite. If that treasure is removed, things will be altered. Whoever built this, whoever they were, balanced the two cities. I watched you last night. You went into the pool. I followed. A lot of sighs, Teresa. Can't be your conscience, can it? Give Paolo and Elvis the treasure. The place is lost. Don't give them the treasure, and they rip it apart. I don't know. Any way you look at it, the lost city is really lost. All those magical places on this earth, either torn down by some invading religion, plowed under, or if it's saved, it's trampled by tourists. This is one of the few remaining places that should stay the way it always was, forever. Do you know what I mean? You're destroying exactly what you wanted. Well, good luck.
Jack.
What?
You talk of destruction. What of your obligations? You have the gift, but you won't use it. You are frightened of it. You are shaman, and you won't be it. You won't face it, will you?
No.
Because you won't. You are killing the city as much as I am, as much as Paul and the professor. But you can't see that. You think you can walk into the city and the one above and not affect it? How long will you blunder through your life, huh?
So what do we do?
I was hoping you would have some idea.
Day before yesterday, I took some Polaroids of an incredible stela I stepped on at the entrance of the temple. Yesterday, it took me an hour to find the entrance. Today, I can't find it. In fact, if it weren't for the photos, I wouldn't believe it was there.
I know.
You do?
I was sketching the building at the west end of the plaza. And now, it's covered with vines. It's hidden again.
Is it the jungle? Or is it our memories?
Like Jack says, it's the magical valley.
You know, I have a theory that it has something to do with the fragrance that fills the valley at night.
The orchids. That's right.
I think that's it.
There's an orchid that blooms only at night.
Maybe it's hallucinogenic.
Yeah, this is the answer.
The answer to what?
This is what confuses the memory of the valley. This is why people come here and forget.
I think you've got it.
Why did you come to this valley?
When I was in the museum in Rio, I was fascinated by this skull. It felt like it reached out and touched me. I looked into it like a crystal ball. I saw the valley,
and the lost city. But then, above the valley, you'll be a cidade celestial.
Can you keep it in English?
The celestial city. I saw it in the school.
Then it wasn't the lost city you were looking for. It was the one above it.
Yes. I did not realize that I had set into motion the destruction of what I wanted.
I followed you last night. I saw you cross the courtyard. I watched you step into the pool. I looked into the pool, and I could see you below. I entered and swam down to the bottom. And there was a cave. You entered. There were jewels, rubies, sapphires, brilliant green emeralds, so many emeralds. A treasure of unbelievable riches. I saw you pick up an emerald and start to bring it back. But when you did, something happened. Everything shifted. As though, by removing just one stone, it altered everything.
You saw that?
Mm-hmm. And then, what surprised me, why I'm even here talking to you, is you put the emerald back. And everything was the same as before.
Yes.
But why did you tell Paolo about the pool?
To stop them from tearing the valley apart. The two cities are not the same.
But if they remove the treasure, the city above will disappear. Can't you see that? One way or another. It really is lost, isn't it?
Now what?
Yeah. Now what? Beats me.
The orchids at night, they're so intoxicating, hallucinating. That's what obliterates the memory. That's why people who come here, they forget.
Wait, not so fast.
Okay, the orchids that bloom here at night are hallucinogenic. That's why the people who come here, they forget that they've seen this city.
But I remembered.
Well, how long were you here before?
A couple of days.
But how many nights?
Two.
And you almost didn't believe you were here.
You've got a point.
And I've got a plan. Tonight, we find your kids, we pick them, put them in Paolo and Professor Elvis' tent, and they forget everything.
Now, wait. We find the orchids, we put them in Paolo and Elvis' tent, then they'll forget.
Don't you think they'll be a little suspicious?
No, not Professor Elvis. I can handle him. Professor Pegajoso.
Sticky fingers, yeah.
And Paolo.
You take care of Paolo.
Oh, great.
And that means I'm left with Teresa. Wonderful.
They're still blasting?
No, it's thunder. I think we're in for one heck of a storm.
So, tonight, right?
Right.
Right.
Claudia's got the best nose. It's a pretty one, too, isn't it?
Ah.
Well?
In the trees.
They grow in the trees?
Yeah, look, up on the sides. Come on, Terry, up you go.
Okay,
go ahead. Claudia, orchids aren't going to work on Teresa.
Every woman likes flowers.
Yeah, but she's tough.
Well, Senor Flanders, seduce her. Terry, can you see them?
They're tiny. A pale white orchid. It's almost transparent in the moonlight.
Are there many?
Oh, lots.
So hurry. Pick.
Claudia, now how are you going to sneak them into Elvis's tent?
I put them in my hair.
Yeah, but how are you going to keep from intoxicating yourself?
Handkerchief with garlic.
Oh. There's an ominous storm brewing out there.
Professor?
Yes. Who? Claudia. Come in. Ah, interesting orchids in your hair. Let me see. So fragrant. Loyal to show you a second.
I brought you a bouquet.
I don't have a vase. Here, put them in a glass. So delicate. Exquisite. Claudia, you look so radiant tonight.
It must be the orchids. Oh, I know very little French, Professor.
You are like a walking flower. Ah, intense, intense. Is it desire? Is it the fragrance? Am I dizzy with desire? Oh, thy nuque se sent comme le miel.
Professor.
Oh, yes. Yes. C'est comme le miel de chair.
Oh, Professor.
Mm, oui. Oh.
No. No. No.
No? No, no?
No. I have to go back to my tent. Get something first, you know.
Ah,
you stay right here.
Hurry back.
Breathe in the fragrance of the night. Garlic, garlic, oh.
There's a heck of a storm building out there. There's something wrong. Teresa, last night, after I left the city, what did you do? What the hell did you do?
The archway by the fountain that you're afraid to step into?
Yes.
I entered the archway.
Oh.
When I stepped in, I broke something and ficou tudo escuro.
Out poured the dark?
Yes.
The arch was sealed and... And you opened it?
Yes. Oh. You must return to school.
Yes?
I have opened something dark inside me and it is expanding.
But where does the skull belong?
You feared entering the arch because of the darkness inside. It is the fear of the darkness inside you.
Do you think so?
You must return to school through the arch. Within there is an altar. It belongs there.
But you can return it as well as I can.
If I do, I will do as the darkness requests.
Yeah, but how do you know I'm not playing into the hands of the dark?
Trust me.
Yeah, right. Something's really out of balance out there.
Return the crystal skull. Do it now or we are lost.
Oh, boy.
It will eat your soul.
God. I really hate things that eat your soul.
I do too.
Well, okay, Skull. You want to go home? Hey, did you see that? It grinned. Up we go.
You must hurry.
Wait a minute. Where are the eyes?
Paulo has the eyes.
What?
He took them.
Now you tell me.
Forget the eyes. They are not important.
Are you sure?
Trust me.
You keep saying that.
One more thing.
It's always one more thing with you, Teresa.
Remember, what is coming at you is coming from you.
I'm not sure I understand that. But I probably will.
Paolo?
What?
Working late tonight?
What does it look like?
Oh, it looks like rain.
So?
So, I brought you some orchids. Get.
I don't want orchids.
Oh, I brought lots and lots and lots of tiny orchids here.
I don't like orchids.
No? Here, have some more.
Enough. Too much. They're making me dizzy.
Good. I have some more.
Au premier temps de la vase, tout seul, tout sourit déjà.
Nothing like a nice climb to the top of a pyramid. Phew. And where's the celestial city that's supposed to be hovering above? Huh. Now let's look into your skull. If you want to go home, you better give me a good view. Yeah, it's there all right. It's faint, but it's there. Okay. Here we go again. Beam us up, skull. Crystal City I knew. There's a dullness. There's cracks. That thunder. I can feel it vibrating the whole city. The pool. There's the fountain. It's still there, but... Oh, my God. The archway. Oozing out of the archway. What is that? Black vines, like tentacles. Only they spread out and become the cracks that cover the walls, moving across the whole city. Is that where I'm supposed to take you, Skull? In there? Oh, boy. Well, that storm is getting close. Vines and in through the arch. Oh, that wind. It pushed me right back. Something doesn't like us here. Uh-oh. God, here comes the rain. Okay. Okay, Skull. I'm going to turn you under my arm. Now, let's see if we can make a dash for the light side. So black in here. Anyone home? Sorry I asked. Right, forget it. I didn't ask you anything. Something doesn't like the fact that we're here. Maybe that's a good sign, huh? It's too dark. How about some light, Skull? Yeah, that's better. Okay, lead on. These shadows have very unappealing shapes. I hope there are no hungry soul snatchers in here. And I hope Teresa didn't set me up. Oh. A little thought like that and the dark just moves right in. God. Back. Get back, dark. There's things here that are just waiting to pounce. Just keep the light, Skull. You seem happy. Nice grin. Gee, what a labyrinth. Still, you keep pulling me forward. Oh, there's another chamber. Wait, this is it. The altar. And sitting on the altar is another skull. A black skull. Radiating something that is making me sick. Come on, Skull. Give me some more light. Good. Boy, Blackie, you are one mean-looking skull. Here. There's a finger in your eye. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Right. This is very interesting. There's two places on the altar. For the light and the dark. Maybe. Well, it's time to set you down, Skull. Here you go. Okay. Question. Should I move the black skull? No. Something tells me don't even touch it. Wow. The eye sockets of the two skulls are glowing now. They're... Wow. A shaft of energy just hit me. I feel something. Like a mantle of light is being placed over my shoulders.
You got it.
Hmm?
You got it, Jack.
Well, Paolo, I guess it's time to head home, huh?
No treasure.
I see the rain filled the pool again.
No treasure.
No treasure, huh?
Like they say.
Well, what do they say?
If it comes, if it goes, but nothing came and everything went.
No treasure.
It was all like a dream. You know what I mean?
I have a vague idea. I've always known it is impossible. No ancient city ever existed in the Amazon.
No city.
It's like the myths of El Dorado. Wishful thinking that exists in the minds of greedy men.
Look who's talking.
Oh, and Terry, how are you two feeling today, huh?
Oh, too many orchids.
Claudia?
I'm fine. I still see the ruins, Toyo.
Uh-huh.
And the city above?
I don't know. I won't be here tonight to find out. I think it's still up there.
Jack?
Teresa?
Are you returning to New York?
Oh, after I spend a few days relaxing in Rio.
No treasure.
I've always felt I've sort of blundered into situations, even though some part of me knew I had a hand in creating it.
Will we meet again?
We still have Rio.
Let's go dancing.
Yeah, I'd love to go dancing.
Would you like to go to a Macumba ritual?
Actually, I didn't mean that kind of dancing.
Just joking.
Well. Goodbye, magical valley.
I have something.
What? The crystal eyes of the skull.
I took them from Paolo.
Oh, Teresa.
Here, you keep one and I keep one.
Now, what'll I do with one eye?
You will see.
I'll see?
You will see.
Yeah. Maybe